بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Last week we spoke about the spiritual power Allah Ta'ala placed in the haram falling on the house of Almighty Allah, and how Allah Ta'ala then spreads it out to the people who have connected, focused their attention onto the Baytullah. Allah Ta'ala made a second source of unique power, and it was in line with the system of Almighty Allah, that there will always be one with which man can engage with directly, and there would be a power which man would engage with indirectly. Man to man was the direct tariqah, the direct method, and man to something besides man was always going to be an indirect. Allah Ta'ala brought Quran for mankind. So Quran is an uncreated speech of Almighty Allah. It is something that we do hold in our hand, we put it on our tongue, we grab it in our heart. But it is not man. Just like how man cannot relate with an angel, which is a creation. Similarly, man cannot relate at all with Quran. For which reason Allah Ta'ala had to dilute Quran. Allah Ta'ala had to veil Quran. Otherwise the power of Quran, where it would have taken down mountains, it would have taken down all of us. And the purity of Quran, there is no one who's pure who would have said, my tongue can hold you, my heart can hold you. Everything of Quran was like put in a veil. So that now even if it is put in a heart that is dirty, whereas the Quran will never be put in a dirty place. لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. But Allah تبارك وتعالى covered it so much that mess of Quran wouldn't take place. It would be covered. And if there's purity, then you get closer and closer to Quran. And if there's dirt, then Quran is kept away and away from you. Sometimes that individual will say, I took the Quran and put it in the toilet. But then Quran would say to him that you put pages in the toilet which had my writing, but you will never be able to put me in the toilet. Quran is pure. Allah Ta'ala, before the day of Qiyamah, when everything has to come to an end, people will wake up, there will be books, there will be no Quran, but it has been kept such that لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. Like Iman, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no believer will ever make zina while he's a believer. No believer will ever make zina while he's a believer. But the question is that there are so many people who we see as believers and they engage in filth and dirt. So it's explained that Iman itself is a light which will not allow to remain with an individual while he engages in evil. Pure it is, so that Iman lifts away from the individual. While he's engaged in his filth and his dirt, his Iman lifts. When Iman is going to lift, then what about Quran? لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. The man is dirty, Quran stays far. So to relate with Quran, man was creation, Quran is uncreated. Allah تبارك وتعالى would bring a Rasul of Allah. Quran mentions that they would say, why can't an angel come? It was the kindness of Allah that a man came. You could relate with him, you could smile at him, you could hold him, you could feel him. You could travel with him, you could joke with him. So one with which man could relate and one which was beyond that. Similarly, in the spiritual tajalli, Allah Ta'ala created two doors. One was going to be a tajalli that would fall on what was called matter. And it would make that matter the most valuable matter in the world. That is the Kaaba. It fell on a spot. Whatever building was going to come in that spot became the most blessed building. The area around that spot would become the most blessed masjid. The area around that would be the most blessed haram, the most blessed city. The one connected to it would be known as the blessed people of Makkah Mukarramah. A man who would go to it for Hajj would become the blessed Haji. Blessed he is. Mubarak to your Hajj, Mubarak to your Umrah, everything full of blessings. Mubarak, and this is everything blessings. But in the end of the day, it was matter. It was matter that was going to grab the spiritual power of Almighty Allah. And it would spread it in the whole Kaaba. And everyone would take its piece. And then in the Kaaba, Allah Tabarakatala would make like a center point. Where sometimes you say, I want to go closest to the source, like one point which is pulling all the electricity. For that Allah Tabarakatala had the Hajar-e-Aswad also sent down. So that it would pull that Tajalli into one corner. That if you want to really touch where it's happening, then just put your hand here. And for years, people's hand would touch the Hajar-e-Aswad, like it was a full stone. Then there was an era in Islamic tarikh where the devil through shaitani elements attacked the haram of Makkah Mukarrama, killed many people. And then they stole the Hajar-e-Aswad. And for years after that, there was no Hajar-e-Aswad. Years later, a lot of pressure from the government, they returned it, but now it was broken. The Hajar-e-Aswad that we see today is pieces. Where the all was returned, who will ever know? Who can ever trust them? Whatever was returned was put there and a casing was put, and now you are not touching directly the stone. But at least you're getting close to the stone. But even that stone, little of that stone also will pull that tajalli from wherever it is. It brings it to it. And your hand is on a glass. But nothing prevents Allah's tajalli coming through. It goes in the whole world. So that man just touches that glass and he also enjoys. I touched the Hajar-e-Aswad. In one narration it is mentioned that this is Yameenullah fil Ard, the right hand of Almighty Allah on earth. Right hand. So that if you want to know, did I touch the hand of Almighty Allah? Meaning that the prime source of that power, then I put my hand by the Hajar-e-Aswad. But it was matter. There's discussion whether the Hajar-e-Aswad, most say it's a stone from Jannah. But in the end of the day, Jannah is also matter. And man's relationship with that which is matter is also, this is creation, that is also creation. It is easier to relate now. Quran is uncreated. But this is creation, that is creation. But there's a difference between the two creations. One is man, one is not man. Again, Allah Tabarakatala is going to make that relationship through man going to come. So a unique tajalli of Almighty Allah was going to now fall upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the manner that it fell upon the Kaaba. That as it fell on the Kaaba was not that you sow Mubarak. Rather, you are going to spread Barakat. So it was made four corners and every way it's going to go. Whoever will focus on you, O Kaaba, your power or the power falling on you will move in the world. All sides. If you ever see the shaitani symbols, one is the Statue of Liberty. So they'll have that like, whatever they call it, crown or the thing on their head. Where they got the stars to show that the whole world, and they got like some lights going like, that we will illuminate the entire world. Like. And their illumination means darkness. Like. Our darkness will spread in the entire world. But amazing, this is called Dajjal. The darkness, they call it light also. That's why it's called Illuminati. We will illuminate. This is Dajjal. Even darkness, they made it sound. The sign of darkness is light. The sign of darkness is light. Rasulullah spoke about the eye of Dajjal. So it's a protruding eye, like a grape it is. He said, Inabatun tafiya, protruding eye. So they call it the eye of like providence or whatever, like the all-seeing eye, they call it. The all-seeing eye and the eye of different names, the all-seeing eye. It's like an ugly eye. So the hadith spoke about it, inabatun tafiya, protruding eye. But then Allah's Nabi said, and remember matmusa, blind. What they would say, all-seeing eye, Allah's Nabi said, it's a lie that eye will look so big, but it will see nothing. Dajjal. That you will think, hey, this eye sees it all. It's called the all-seeing. All-seeing eye sees nothing. Total, he said, matmusa. Like wiped out that. There's no light at all in that eye. They call it the eye of light. He said, absolutely no light. Dajjal. So they gave that name, Illuminati. all sides light will go. And look how they put that sign. If you look at that light coming, you will see that it's light. Like how you have the candle and light going. And in light was all the darkness. And then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala's system was the complete opposite. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala destined that the Kaaba's color would one day be black. And black means no light. That's why you say it's dark here. It's black. And from that matter which was going to be black, light was going to spread in the whole world. From that which was black. Because you're not saying it's a bright white Kaaba. The ghilaf is black. And from black, everywhere light is spreading. Everywhere. No one says black is spreading from black. The light is spreading. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to be the second. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Innama ana al-qasim wallahu mu'ti. I have been sent as the distributor. And Allah is the one giving. And distributing that, distributing light in the entire world. But now the relationship is between man and the Imam of all men. Whatever tajalli has to fall and continues falling upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets distributed. As the Kaaba keeps nothing, it just sends it out. And it always got enough for everyone. Forget the Kaaba, the ghilaf of the Kaaba. That man who gets that ghilaf, he says, you can still smell the ether in it. When you got one piece, you say, this is just ether. That spirituality that is there, that goes out way and way in the world. Even that ether that came on that ghilaf that touched the Kaaba, the man won't let it go. He says, make it my coffin. Put it with me in my, so much of blessings. The Kaaba sends everything out. And it's filled because it's always coming. Never ever that I can't stop now because resources are being depleted. It's just going out and more coming in and going out. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that markaz of tajalli. So much tajalli was going to fall on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was going to be for his entire ummah. If the ummah were going to get more than South Africa, they said that when we made the ESCOM system, we had so many houses with light. We never thought so many more thousands would come. One Nabi of Allah, one. He starts with a nation of 10. The Sahabi came and said, I asked, who is with you on this matter? He says, a free man and a slave, like there's five of us. Five is going to become 50, 500, 5,000, 5 million. One error, two errors, three errors, 100 years, 200, 300, 1,000 years. And then not one day they would say that we need to do some repairs on the system. It would just be giving out. Just be giving out. Innama ana qasim wallahu mu'ti. Just giving. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has a tariqah of giving similar to the Kaaba. The Kaaba gives to those people who are far that can't make the journey. But they have the azmat and the love of the Kaaba. That's why when they stand, they remember who they're facing. They think of the Kaaba and immediately the Kaaba says, you couldn't come to me, I will find you. And I will send something to you wherever you are in the world. But the Kaaba also says, why don't you also come? Like, just to look at me. Just to go around me. Make tawaf, perform salah in front of me. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, same like the Kaaba. Said, for the one who is far, but he sends his salawat, then Allah has made angels who will bring it. And the answer will come back to me and it will find him wherever he is. I will make dua for him taking his name. But at the same time, like how man was told, but come to the Kaaba, because there's a lot to be attained in front of the Kaaba. How much man can get under a waterfall? You can never get that far from the waterfall. How much you get? By the waterfall, you just have to be with azmat looking at it and you just feel that this is something different. You can't get away from it. Niagara Falls, that is like a creation. This is the tajalli of Allah which is beyond understanding. But forget Niagara Falls, one acorn. One time we went to Zambia. So flying to Zambia was nice, but then from Zambia you got another one that goes to Chipata. So now that Chipata Airport also is closed, they open a new airport. So that airport in the past had nothing in it. It's just land and you think you're in the military. But the other day they spoke of Hazrat Sheikh, they sent him in that. I'm thinking how they sent him in that aeroplane. how they were worried, how did they send him in that? So that was the airport once upon a time. So I went in one of these small aeroplanes to Chipata. But not in the airport closed, so this was the new airport, like new Chipata, small airport. When you land, so I thought I was like 1 hour before the flight. And they never let me get on the flight. They said they already closed the doors. Like, I said, how could you close the doors? Still 1.5 hours like left. They said, no, we got no place for your bags. Like, I said, this is hand luggage. You don't need place for this thing. Hand luggage. The person got very upset. He said, do you know more better or I know? Like, so they had a little bit like, then he said, okay, come. Then they took my bags. When I reached there, I understood that in this aeroplane, there's no place for hand luggage. Like, there's little bit place for you. So they had to put it inside. Then they quickly open the door. When they open the door becomes your step ladder, like your steps, 1, 2, 3 steps. And then as you enter now, you see everyone looking at you angry because there's only 6 people in the plane. You and the 7th, like. So you got your one, you sit down there and the 6 other people and you kept us waiting. They would have taken off. Also, they would have flown 1 hour earlier, like, because you're the masters of the air with your small crook, crook. So as we were flying now, I'm looking now at that. First time I'm seeing that thing that turned is so close to my head. So when you see it so close to your head and you see it moving, that worry sometimes comes in you. What if it stops, like? Because you normally don't see it. It's like covered. That's why you're seeing the thing moving. And also when you reached, everyone was laughing, like, this is a unique aeroplane. So the one person said, forget your experience. He said, I came in the one time we were in the clouds, then they took out umbrellas. So I said, ah, that can't be. Where are you going to get water coming? He said, no, I never said from the clouds. He said, the aircons were leaking. So everyone started the umbrella, aircons started leaking. So the first time I ever heard of umbrellas in an aeroplane, 6 people sitting. In the clouds. The way he said when we reached the clouds, they gave us umbrellas, like, so the aircon. So that was, so even there in that aircon of Chipata's airline, if that small aircon leaks, they need to give you an umbrella. Because it's going to hit you somewhere or the other. You can't get away from it. If so little can hit, then when you come to Medina Munawwara, you're going to get knocked somewhere. Lives of people have changed who just came even if they were modern. Some people say they made it like a holiday. They're going just for shopping. But that same individual could have gone America and England, Canada, Malaysia, Dubai. Something came in their heart. Okay, all of that on its place. I want to go Medina Munawwara. And the safar to Medina Munawwara has never been easy. It has never been. The hotel standards are not the best of in the world. But that person is ready to pay a price more than what he'll pay anywhere else. So if the person says, like, you're just going on a holiday, it will be like an unfair statement. Because that man will say, if I want to go for a holiday, I can go, I know where I can go. I'll pay much less and there's much more to do. But something pulls their heart that, no, come to Medina Munawwara, it's a call. Sometimes we get upset when we see those people going. It's so modern, like. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his will be that, but you never invited them, I invited them, like. So what you upset about? Why are they coming, like? I invited. We see someone going for Umrah because we think he's going to carry the salams of the world to Medina Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees a person coming to Medina Munawwara, who's a person who needs a lot of du'as. So when he sees the weakest of weak coming, it makes him happy. This is the place to come. This is the city of ilaj, the city of shifa. It was the city that made once upon a time the blind, gave them sight again. And then he taught them how to go in the world and give everyone sight. That city is still operating. It hasn't stopped. It made dead people come alive. It broke fights. Allah Ta'ala said, because of this, Allah made the hearts united in the city. That city can still make hearts united. How a person goes to Medina Munawwara for whatever purpose. Highest level is the ulama, the mashayikh, when they go. They go with the fikr that how to help the ummah. And then something comes in the heart, an inspiration. It's like you're making a mashara with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the world of Dajjaliyat, they have their days on that high level where they make special gatherings, meetings, and they take their inspiration from the devil and that army of devils. It's called a Dajjal, a Dajjali system, a Dajjali mashwara. You can call it a Jewish lobby, you can call it a Freemason lobby, whatever lobby. There's a lobby and they take inspiration from one, like, party. And then it all says, right, go out and do it. Allah tabarak ta'ala made that the ulama, the mashayikh, were also going to take inspiration. The only thing is, directly now, they would not speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it would enter in their heart so strong, that when they would come back, they would have a mission that if some people would say to them, you're overdoing it now. That person will just say, I cannot leave this. Like, even if I die in this effort, I'm going to make it happen. Like, and that is how Allah created mujaddids in the world. The criticism of the world. لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَذَلَهُمْ وَلَا مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ. Some are criticizing, some are opposing. It doesn't harm them one, but other people say, you're so stubborn in your way. So stubborn. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother got inspiration. She had to put Musa alayhi salam in a box. That level of inspiration, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if in this ummah, if in the past there were people who had this level of hadith, inspiration, then in my ummah there will be. And he said, Umar is like, in my ummah if they have to be, then Umar is one of them. Umar radiallahu anhu, when he would make a decision, he was like, this only you have to do this year. He said to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, gather the Quran. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, how can I do something? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never do it. Umar radiallahu anhu said, you will do it no matter what. You will do it. He said, and I carried on speaking, until Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, my heart has opened up, I will do it. That high level of inspiration comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tajalli that falls, tajalli of purity. A man wants to make himself pure, he goes towards Medina Munawwara. For many a person, he's just, I'm going to give my salam. But what a miracle it was. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, rahimullah, wanted one alim. Mawlana Raipuri, rahimullah, wanted one alim to be influenced by Hazrat Shaykh. And you know that alim was a little bit like, he never liked Hazrat Shaykh too much. Like, he said, Hazrat Shaykh is too much. Like, they only in the heavens, they need to come down on earth, like. So that he never wanted to go, but he liked Mawlana Raipuri, rahimullah. So when he was going, Mawlana Raipuri would tell, no, and when you're going past there, you just go and you give my salams to Muhammad Zakariya. Like. So for him now, yeah, I have to go all the way there now to give that salam. Like. He doesn't want to go there even. But because he got an amanat, and when he comes back, he says, you went past, like, you give my salams. For that, his journey had to start. Just has to go give salam, and he can carry on. What the first Shaykh wanted was that I don't need my salams to reach Muhammad Zakariya. He doesn't need my salams also. You need him to look at you. And the only way to get that nazar falling on you is I have to send you to him. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what a word. He said, come and make salam to me directly. He said, man zarani fi ba'da hayati. بَعْدَ مَمَاتِي, whoever will visit me after my passing away. فَكَأَنَّمَا زَارَنِي فِي حَيَاتِي أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. That فَكَأَنَّمَا, come to give me something. So the man travels all the way. Someone asks him why. What a word was used of honor. It could have easily been said, go to Medina Munawwara for operation. Go to Medina Munawwara because you need ilaj. But then when you're going on the aeroplane, then everyone will say, these are the sick people. There's no honor in it. They said the opposite. We are the ambassadors of the world who will bring the salams to me. Like, suddenly they got honor. But in the ending it was, you need to come here because you need your self-treatment. One nazar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that falls, it falls in Medina as it fell in that era. Allah made it such it will still fall. Coming as close as possible to that which is called the markaz of tajalli, the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It pumps and it pumps and it pumps. As that spiritual light flows out, That is why someone said, in Medina Munawwara. Till which point, if I make the salam, then the angel is not in between. It goes directly. So the answer was given in the masjid. Doesn't say, no, but the masjid is huge. Must be like when I come very close to the rawdah. Then you tell that person that you're trying to talk about like. Then you rather go and scream, as-salatu was-salam. But that person who's making salam in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like that woman, she's making so silently that sometimes she can't hear herself. But between her salam and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there's no barrier now. There's no angel conveying it. This is called, you are in that environment where it's direct now. One on one. Anywhere in the masjid, then the thing is lifted. And it's a one on one. Whether it's lightly audible, it is not, it is thoughts. Allah Ta'ala makes a link, a direct link. It is called the pumping heart of Nubuwa. And it is touching that individual. There, the poet says, Tera heart, heart me a laga. The day your hand came in my hand, chira ghira, then the lantern of the road, all of it lit. Everything lit. The whole road became open for me. Normally to mashayikh they would say hand to hand. But the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is called heart to heart. That you just bring your heart in front and let it, because what is of the same nature is able to link very fast. Same nature, it's a one blood group. A heart is able to hit with a heart very fast. And then this heart gives out a lot of power, lot of power. It was this heart that was taken for Mi'raj. It was this heart that was allowed from the things of this world. It is the only creation that was allowed to go to certain points that it never gave up. Otherwise, the things of Jannah, this body can never manage. But the body is based on the heart. Such a strong heart that it made the eyes powerful, it made the ear powerful, it made the body powerful. Such a heart. That heart continues pumping. It is such a pump that has never stopped. It has never said, this year too many musallis, too many umrahs, mu'tamirin. Tell the Saudi government, hold on for a while, stop giving so many visas. Million is coming, 2 million. Everyone is coming. If you just see that hujum, everyone is saying, as-salatu was-salam alayka ya Rasulallah. He is pushing. The guy saying, carry on, carry on. The women are coming on the other side. From the entire world, durood and salawat is coming. So much is happening. Same time, what a heart. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so kind. He said, every salam, I will receive it. And I will give a reply to it. Every salam. It wasn't ever that, hold on, give me a chance now. Too much is happening. It's over being done. Hold on. Can't we cut it into hours? So many must come in this hour. So many in this hour. As the Kaaba said, the more that comes, the more I'll give. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama ana qasim, wallahu mu'ti. Look at that, wallahu mu'ti. Isme fa'il. Qasim, isme fa'il. I will continue distributing. Allah is just going to continue giving. These are those two holy, most mubarak, most muqaddas masajid. We were speaking of the chapter of Salah. But in Salah, the first two masajid, which Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لا تشد الرحال. No journey should ever be made in the world anywhere. Meaning a journey where the man says, I went out of my way for this journey. Said, if you want to go, then it is my masjid. It is the haram of Makkah Mukarramah. It is Al-Aqsa. Where else you want to go in the world? Everywhere else you go, you will spend, but the place can never give you back. This is that land that no matter how much you spend, when you go there, the area got much, much, much more to give back. An amount which can never be paid for. Lives have changed in these lands. It creates imani, fervor in a person. It creates inspiration in a person. It brings you under a waterfall, which if the man just allows himself to get wet, he's going to get very wet. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala in His kindness take every one of us again and again and again to the lands of Makkah, Mukarrama, Medina, Munawwara. As Rakim Sahib's one poem he had, he said, Har saal ho haziri muqaddar. Har saal ho haziri muqaddar. Allah, let every year the servant be able to present himself in front of your door. Har sal hu haziri muqaddar. The second part after that, I forgot it, but because this dua he made, and Allah Tabarakala, how he accepted it, and how many times people of the past never ever thought they will go again and again. But they had that desire, and how Allah took them. Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Rahimullah, he says, they were lives of poverty. Difficult lives they had. And then someone said to him that, I'll take you for Hajj. Like, for them it was such a big thing. Hajj we're going. In that era. He was so happy. He didn't tell his father. His father said, very good. My son will look after me. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib was old, was sick. He said, my son will look after me. My other son, you go. Very good. And then he's thinking. And he said, but my father's not well. After a while, Mufti Shafi Sahib meets him and says, haven't you gone for Hajj? So he says, no, I told him, just leave it out, like, because I'd rather make your khidmat. How hard it was, because at that time, the chance of even. He said, his father became so happy with him. He said, you will make so many hajjas and umras that you will leave the people around you in rushk, in envy. And how can this Mawlisab make so much of hajj and umrah? Then he says, Allah brought that day on him that in 1 year, so many times, up and down, in one year. So he also would have thought, where my father's dua is, like, the world will make a rush on you. The ulama must also make this. That I want to be with my Nabi. I want to be in front of the Kaaba. As for the one who calls, that zat is different. When he opens up, who knows how many times we present ourselves in front of the haram. Man must always have a wish that I need to go there because I'm the biggest patient in the world. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.